You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins here at the mic on a Sunday night. It is the second day of May 2021. I still remember the day I picked that song to be my opening theme music. I used it in California for a show I had called Outside the Matrix 2.0. And I thought to myself, I was always a big Fix fan. I got to see these guys too, actually, in Petaluma, California. Didn't get to talk to them. I didn't tell them I was using their music for a theme song. They probably would have tried to charge me for it. But the words, the lyrics, stand or fall, we just must unite to come together, or we will fall. I just thought it just fit the theme of what I wanted to discuss and talk about in talk radio. And that's a problem we're having. We're not uniting. We're not coming together. And if we don't, we will fall. Back to our phone call here, Dave in New York. Dave, are you there?
Yes, that's a very good point. Yes, we got to come together on things. Did you ever send off a video or something to somebody and then kick yourself later and say, wait, I don't know the validity of that thing, and I just did a knee-jerk reaction? Well, when I was on Lou Rockwell this morning, I saw another video, and this was a nurse in Halifax, and she played the FDA clip, and then she mentioned that. I don't know if she played the clip, but she mentioned it, that the FDA said whatever they said. And then she also mentioned that they were using photos in India from a gas leak in May of 2020 and using those as the current problem here of all these deaths. And I just didn't know the validity of this, but I knee-jerk sent it to somebody, and then I questioned it later. But I went in and looked at that FDA guy talking, and to me what he's saying, guys, we've got this. We're not going to put out anything that's dangerous to you. And then, of course, they slipped out of EULA. They're saying they're not going to give full approval until they get all the data. But I think psychologically people are thinking, oh, the FDA is backing this thing up, and this is just a deception run. I think the guy was just trying to deceive people, and I don't think we got the FDA on our side. Now, if we do, it's a miracle.
Well,
I mean, you know, so I'd be cautious about, how we should interpret that.
Well, I interpreted it said he wouldn't give it to his own family members. And to
he
me, that if you love your family, you wouldn't want to harm your family. So
if it wasn't approved, he said. Right.
Yeah, but it hasn't gone through stringent, trials either. We know that. We know it takes 8 to 10 years of trials and testing on the animals. And we know a lot of this didn't happen.
They are
because
testing animals.
Right. You're using human animals as a specimen this time around. But
the Texas definition of an animal, right? So
there you go.
I don't think he was saying that he wouldn't give the vaccine to his kids, this particular vaccine. But I don't know. I'll leave it up to you, but that's just my two cents.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you for your comment. No, I heard explicitly we wouldn't give this to our own family members. So that's kind of how I'm going to take that. There was no gray area in the discussion there, his comments. So it's cut and dry for me. Cut and dry. Did not go through extrinsic testing. And it was warp speed. Well, it couldn't. So, again, these things were all left out. The animal testing was left out. The target audience of the elderly with underlying health problems and comorbidities were all left out because they knew. They knew what the outcome would be, and that would shut the whole program down completely. If your only one solution is the shot, you can't shoot yourself in the foot and take off running with this thing. You can't. So they had to, you know, pump it up, use a little bit of fear propaganda there, a little fear campaign to get you scared. It's the death all. It's the black plague. And we are here to save the day. Well, government's always here to save the day. I will remember a comment my father said when I was only 10 years old, sitting at the dinner table there. We talked politics at the dinner table when I was a kid, quite a bit. And at that time, Vietnam was pretty much on the news all the time. They were showing the real horrors of war and what was really going on. And my father said, geez, I'm so glad you guys are so young. You're not having experience. This is a terrible, terrible thing what's happening here. Of course, the government lying. And the truth is always the first casualty in war. We know that's a fact now. But he said anything the government ever touches turns to you know what. And he's absolutely correct. One of the biggest, she raise your hair on your arms and on your head is when the government arrives and says, we're here from the government and we're here to help you. no, thank you. We can do all right without you. We don't really need you. They seem to create more problems than they do find solutions. And this is exactly what I see happening, especially with this GMO thing here with the mosquitoes. It's not necessary. The COVID jab is not necessary. They made a mountain out of a molehill. The thing's been politicized, and there are many agendas attached to the COVID-19 pandemic. No doubt about it. No doubt about it in my mind. No doubt about it. Second strain, third strain. Now they've got the lies going from New Delhi, India now. That's the new one here. And they're showing pictures of fires in the street and fires in fields. And they're telling us that they're burning bodies. I don't know why they would do such a thing. Again, it's fear. It's horrific. And that suspends common sense and critical thinking. And they're now probably going to come back and say, by the way, that strain is taken off like a wildfire, and it's coming to the U.S. And so be careful. Of course, get out there and make sure you take your jab. It's a major, from top to bottom, scam, all the way down. It's sad that so many people haven't caught on to it. They probably never will. They're not the thinking type people. They're simple people. You and I get it. Listeners get it. Save who you can. There are rest of them. I guess there'll be casualties. I can't waste my time worrying or trying to help people who are just so gullible. This isn't rocket science. You should have figured it out by now, especially the last run with, if you take the shot, we go back to normal. So these people lined up. They wanted to get off, take the mask off. They wanted to stop the social distancing. They got the jab, and then they were told, no. Keep the mask on, keep social distancing. We'll tell you when you can take it off. But wait a minute, you lied. You told me. Oh, well, we're government. Let's go back to the phones here and talk to Tom in Utah. Hey there, Tom.
So, Steve, we're all Typhoid Marys.
Yes, we are. Asymptomatic spreaders, super spreaders.
That's one, how to say, hoax that I've had to battle all my, 30 years especially, but 60 years of professional experience. Yep. The Typhoid Mary hoax. Yep. Poor woman was accused of spreading to the people that she was a cook for on Park Avenue.
Right.
And of course, her life was hell because they were accusing her of being the asymptomatic spreader, right?
Well, I played a clip on Monday. I don't know if you listened to John's show on Monday, the National Intel Report, but I played a clip from a German microbiologist, and I have to agree with him, as you would probably agree. Very disappointed in our own profession here, the disciplines, the physicians, who have actually never stepped forward on this, disregarding everything they've ever learned in school of being symptomatic and being a spreader, but now asymptomatic super spreaders, and for some reason we're not hearing from these people. They've decided to go along with the scam, I guess. But that German microbiologist played, it was a good clip. I think it was 38 minutes, 39 minutes.
Right.
But he pointed out, you know, all these things that should have come forward and broken their silence and said, this is not true, this is not true, this is not true. And it didn't happen. So therefore, the dumbed down, I guess, the masses are hearing from the wrong people. First of all, they're not hearing from there's over 50,000 physicians who have got together now and who are coming together and telling the truth. But the mainstream media will never cover the 50,000 physicians that have come out and oppose what's going on now. I mean, it's one side. It's one viewpoint only. It's a form of communism, what's going on here. And, our job is to educate as many as we can, Tom, do the best we can and save as many as we can, but we can't save them all.
Well, when you're brave, give me a call and I will tell you the facts behind Mary Mallon from Ireland and her behavior that actually did introduce salmonella or typhoid fever into the families. Nobody wants to hear that real fact.
Yeah.
How does a pathogen and the antigen that's required generally with it move from one spot or individual to another? How does that happen? Mosquito? Nah, mosquitoes got a problem. They only live a short period and they bite generally once in their life.
Yeah, that's right.
So how much disease can a mosquito transmit?
Yeah, they need that. The females bite because they need the blood, the protein from the blood for the fertilization of their eggs. Like I said, why wouldn't you increase the number of other things, the enemies of the mosquitoes? Why wouldn't you go in that direction? You know, I mean, nobody fears a dragonfly. Nobody fears frogs. Nobody fears birds that eat and feast on mosquitoes. They've got many enemies, many predators. But to genetically modify mosquitoes and release them out there, and not know what's going to happen. Again, the cart before the horse. Again,
well,
they're going to be creating another problem.
First of all, how much disease can a mosquito carry anyway? If it bites once in its life, mm-hmm. How much?
You're right.
How much disease can a mosquito bite? Carry?
Yeah, you get one person that's infected, and it's not like he's going to infect somebody else. Right.
So how does disease move? Nobody wants to know. Requires fat, flesh, and body fluid, or the fluid of life. How do you move it?
Yeah.
Nobody
wants to know. I didn't even think about this. I've got these bug zappers. These big bug zappers.
Uh-huh.
And there's also one that emits CO2. Which draws in the mosquito because they go for the CO2. And so they zap them and
breath.
They suck them into a big bag. There must be a dozen different ways to kill mosquitoes without genetically modifying and releasing them. I mean, we're shooting way too far on these things here, and they're going to bring you more problems, no doubt about it.
Well, mosquitoes are a pest.
Sure they are.
My years as a rancher, dairyman, I've been bitten probably by a million mosquitoes over my lifetime, and I'm still alive. How is it that I have not become extinct from the thousands of bites that I get in a year?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something, though, Tom. I'll tell you something very interesting, though. In the last couple of years, something is going on with the mosquitoes. I don't think it's me, personally. I think something is going on with mosquitoes because the bites I get now, they leave big welts sometimes. They'll leave a welt bigger than a normal mosquito would leave, and it kind of ruptures on its own. And I can't, whether this is a genetically modified mosquito or something, the mosquitoes that are biting today, I'm having problems with some of them, more so than I'd ever did as a child. You know, you got one bit here, big deal, nothing. But some of these mosquitoes nowadays, I don't know what is going on, but the welts I get now, if I get bit, they're different. They're bigger.
Well, you know what happens when you continually go after a particular species with a toxin or after a bacteria with a particular particular medication, what happens to that organism? The ones that are susceptible die, and what survive it are the ones that can tolerate the medication. Mm-hmm. So their behavior is modified. So what we've been doing, we've been spraying and killing the mosquitoes that are susceptible to the sprays, but the hardy ones make it through, and so then their characteristics have changed, and that's why that bite is more of a welt than in the past, because we've been messing with the genesis of the mosquitoes.
I think you're right.
In terms of mosquitoes transmitting disease, I think I'll take a pass.
I agree. I'm just hoping the wind doesn't blow my way, and I hope they don't make it this far. I'm Central Florida, so I don't know. I'm just disappointed, like I said, that the citizens made an out. You know, they came forward. They said, no, please don't do this. They opposed it, and they were just shot down. You know, if government is working for the people, they surely don't listen when we're talking. We talk about these things. They don't seem to care. The corporations and what other alternatives they have or agendas they have. And this is not about killing the mosquitoes and stopping dengue fever. This is not about stopping yellow fever or any kind of disease caused by a mosquito.
Mosquitoes are the vectors.
What's that?
You think the mosquitoes are the vectors of dengue or West Nile virus or yellow?
Well, that's what they tell us. They tell us they are. You know
exactly. That's what
I tell
told.
You. Who's the biggest
it's
blood sucker?
Like saying that Mary Mellon was the vector for the salmonella.
Yeah, the biggest blood suckers are up in Washington.
There we go. You got it.
Yeah.
We need to put the antibiotics into Washington D.C.
Put it in the water. Thanks, Tom, for your call. I need to move on here. Andy in Texas, you're on the show.
Well, hey, Steve, thanks for letting me on. I don't know, some time ago, 2016, 2015, we heard something from Bill Gates talking about using mosquitoes to vaccinate me. So I'm kind of wondering what's going on, because Florida's been kind of rebellious down there, and they're going to release a bunch of mosquitoes, and it happens to be during COVID. Why are they so worried about mosquitoes? They're trying to get rid of the real mosquito problem without having to spray pesticides and stuff. But they're releasing genetically modified mosquitoes because it'll kill the breeding process. Or is that what I read on it?
You know what? You make a good point there, because they really are angry at Ron DeSantis right now for kind of bucking the system here and not playing into Anthony Fauci's little agenda here. Actually insulting Fauci, calling we're not going to practice Fauciism here.
Exactly.
Yeah, it could be one of those situations. They want to do a little payback here and kick something else off, another problem for our governor here. I don't know
how they could actually vaccinate you, though. I mean, if you look at those syringes, the ones that I've seen, they have quite a bit of serum in them, so I don't see a mosquito carrying quite that much.
No.
Maybe you have to be attacked by two or three of them to get your final dose. But that's not what I call for. What I call for. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and stay on the line here. We got a break coming up. Stay with me.
Oh, okay. I'll hang on.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajuns, fire, swaggins, clutter your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we
choose. Little to win, but nothing to lose. If the sense of compliments meaningless bounds, turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around. Look at your side.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
From Russia with love I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love.
And we are back. Before I go back to Andy in Texas here, I was just looking back and thinking about what Tom was talking about, the asymptomatic spreader, which is rewriting the medical textbooks here. There's no such thing as an asymptomatic super spreader. There's no truth in any of that. Okay, that was one of the big lies early on that they had people believing you could walk around, you could test positive and be a spreader and then kill grandma with it. It's never been the truth. That was one of the biggest lies of this whole scamdemic, plandemic, and Tom mentioned that. Which had me thinking about when you were a kid, you know, things really haven't changed all that much. They really haven't. They have not. As a kid, I remember those days sitting in a doctor's office, you know, and all those sick people and all those kids in the doctor's office waiting room there, and you're looking around and you're all sniffling and coughing and hacking and nasty stuff and coughing up green stuff and you're all sick. Well, yeah, you all had symptoms, right? Yes, you were all contagious. You were all infectious. And there was no social distancing, just a packed waiting room. But you know, you all had your own little things. You're looking around the competition. What do you got? Oh, my gosh, you look worse than me. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sick, but you look worse than me. But the point is that you were symptomatic. You were infectious. That's why you were in the doctor's office. There's never been any truth to being asymptomatic, feeling great, no symptoms, nothing whatsoever, and walk around spreading an infection. Never been any truth to this. Is this all the new norm now? Is this the new norm with the textbooks are going to rewrite? I hope not. But the point is there's no truth to any of that at all. You're infectious and you are a spreader. That's all there is to it. That hasn't changed. It never will. Back to you, Dave. I mean, Andy. I'm
all
sorry.
Right.
Andy.
Steve, so what I called about was, okay, so we've got our Capitol surrounded by a whole bunch of fans, Constantine wire, and then we've got 25, 30,000 troops in there. And mm-hmm. around the time that they got them in there, they decided, well, let's vet these people. Let's find out who's Trump supporters and who's not so we get the right people here. So these people are running a little scared here. However, they've done a fine job of stacking the deck. I mean, the George Soros's, I'm sure Bill Gates was on it. Warren Buffett was on it. They were paying off all these different people. They were supporting their campaigns and stuff. And we don't have enough people interested in being in law and order to get the right people in there. So, I mean, any stooge they picked, as long as the person was willing to be paid off and do what they wanted, they got them in there. So we have no recourse right now. We can't redress our grievances against our government. We can't even protest unless you Antifa or BLM. You can go burn some stuff down, but if you just want freedom and liberty, you can't do nothing. And that's got to be a big sign to everyone. So my suggestion is we need to find a venue where we can get a good million people. Maybe we got it here on RBN, especially on your show. I really love your show. Maybe we can get enough people to come together and we'll get our own big trucks. They want an insurrection. They called what happened on January 6th an insurrection. Well, you know what? We want our capital back. Let's take our own big trucks with a bunch of people in the back with AR-15s and loaded to the hilt and crash through those fences and show them what an insurrection looks like. And then you can call it a World War II, a Pearl Harbor moment. You can call it a 9/11 moment, whatever the hell you want, but you can call it a freedom movement, at the very least, because I'm sick of this. Yeah. I wake up every day worried about whether I'm going to have to get a jab or not. And I'm around a lot of people that have got the jab. And I got a stomach flu yesterday, but I've been around people that have had this. I don't know if that's part of it. I don't know if that's a part of the shed. I don't know what's going on. Maybe
I'm glad you. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned that, Andy, because now, again, another method of dividing the people, you know, divide and conquer the people. That's how it works. Another division, not only are they pushing the false narrative of systemic racism, which is not happening. I'm sorry, it's not there. There is no systemic racism. There may be people who do not like a certain people, but we're not talking systemic here, okay? I'm going to hold that thought here. Let me come back after this commercial. Talk about that a little bit more, and we got more callers on the line. Sherry in Arkansas, Bruce in Texas, hang on the line. We'll be right back.
Now you say you're lonely, you cry the long night through. Well, you can cry. A river, I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry. true. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're going back to Andy again, but first I want to finish up what I was thinking about and thought, and is that talking about divide and conquer the people here. We're being told that there's systemic racism, and there's not. Seeing is believing. I've always said seeing is believing. So if systemic racism was a possibility, and we hear Kamala Harris talking about it and Obama talking about it. I mean, this is ridiculous. These people were voted into office, supposedly. Obama was voted in, president of the United States, first lady, black lady. You know, these people claiming systemic racism. Everybody wants to come here to this country. The border's loaded. People want to come here to the racist nation. You know, No, that's not a possibility. It's not even close. I'm sorry. Again, seeing is believing. You can say it all you want, but it doesn't exist unless you can actually see it. So we're talking about this new narrative now. They're talking about shedding of the virus through the vaccine. Well, now it's not called shedding. It's just called transmission through the spike proteins that are created by the DNA itself. So again, another, you know, stay away from vaccinated people. Now they're trying another motive here to keep people divided here. Vax people, stay away from vax people. Vax people are told to stay away from people who are not taking the vax. 76 million people that Biden really could care less about. There was no healing in this country. There was nothing about healing the nation at all. They're on the path to grab more power and control for themselves, and they're not stopping. They'll come up with one scam after another to grab more of power for themselves and take more rights and freedoms from you. So what do you say to that?
Hey, no, exactly. You stole my thunder, because if you didn't come up with this divide and conquer with the vaxxed and the non-vaxxed, I was going to come up with it. Simply because, I mean, everything is about divide and conquer. And this Antifa and this PLM, these people are being paid. I mean, did you hear about those people that were paid $15 an hour to go protest the recount in Arizona?
Crisis actors,
I mean, stupid stuff like that. So, I mean, we're being played like we're about as dumb as stumps. And the people on RBN are not dumb as stumps.
No,
but
they're
not. Rest of the people, I mean, there's other stations that got people clued in too. But we all got to come together. The ones of us who know what the hell's going on, we got to spend some time enlightening other people. But what I was saying earlier, okay, I live in a neighborhood where most of my friends are black and a lot of them are older. I have a pool hall across the way. It's not a pool hall. It's actually a body shop. He has a pool to a table in there. His family comes over. It's a black neighborhood. There's black folk in there. I know a couple of Mexican folk. That's my neighborhood. That's my friends. I don't have no white friends over here. Okay, and all these people, every single one of them took the vax. Every single one of them. And they were the first ones in line. And so, like I said, I got a stomach virus Friday because I hang out over there. I like to play pool, but I got to stop doing that because I'm not sure if the stomach virus came from there or maybe it was something like, hey, I don't really know. But I'm worried about it. The simple fact that there's even a thought that they could send something from a shot in their arm to me, that's kind of scary. And I mean, they do want us down to 500 million in perpetual balance with nature, according to them, Georgia Guidestones. So I'm a little worried that this is the big show there, Steve. I mean, They've done enough already, far as I'm concerned, with barium, strontium, aluminum, and the chemtrails. People deny the chemtrails. You know what? There's actual people still alive today, kids that have never seen anything less than chemtrails.
Right.
16-year-old kids, what do you mean that's chemtrails? That's what clouds look like. They don't even pay attention that the planes are spraying something.
Hey, Anthony, Andy, I need to push on here, though. I got other callers in the waiting, but I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. What I wanted to say was that, well, as far as the divide and conquer, yeah, that's a strategy. They're still doing it. Like I said, seeing is believing. And I went over to my neighbor's house today. This time last week, my neighbor came over, nice guy, and he brings over some gumbo, fresh gumbo he made. And I ate it. It was great. Fabulous. So I'm going to try to outdo him. So I decided the last couple of days, work on a recipe, and I made a super, super gumbo. And I brought it over him. And I went over to his house. He's a prison guard. His wife works at the post office. They're a black couple. Very, very nice. Very considerate. They're just good neighbors. I like these people. And his father-in-law is over right now. And he's celebrating his 83rd birthday. And his father came around the corner and was introduced to me. He put his hand out and gave me a nice, firm handshake. And I wished him a happy birthday. And I left there. I had a conversation with him and my friend there, and he loves my gumbo. And I came home and I said to myself, and so people are telling me that there's systemic racism, but I just don't see it. I see people getting along very well, and I see a government that's trying very hard to make something, to bring violence, to bring people hating each other, bringing violence in the streets. They want this. This is what brings them control and power, because then they'll implement guards, they'll implement troops and National Guard, and then they'll have another agenda to come after what? Your firearms, your Second Amendment rights. Seeing is believing. And that's exactly what I go with, and I don't see it. There's no systemic racism. I get along with everybody, pretty much. I really do. The mask holes, I block them out. I don't really care. I mean, they're their own little world here. They're like little children hiding behind the mask. If that makes you feel good, go for it. And I think it's come to a point now. It's been so long now that so many of us are just not wearing a mask that they're not even bothering anymore. They don't care to bother me. They don't point out, you're not wearing a mask, stay away from me. I don't get that anymore. It's a waste of time. And I'll simply come back with, well, if your mask works and six feet works, then what are you worried about? If your mask is so protective, what are you worried about? You know, you just got to throw it in their face a little bit and laugh at them. And, you know, you want to be a little child, then go ahead, be a child. To me, the mask wearers that really are the leftists, the ones that come at you and are very violent and get in your face, I haven't had that happen. They better not. I mean, they're going to go down. But the point is, they're not really afraid of getting something from you. They're angry because you're a nonconformist. You're not going to do as they do. Remember, we're all in this together. So you not conforming and following the rules shows just how weak these people really are. They need other people, weak people with them, to go along with them. By you bucking the rules and doing your own thing and saying, no, I'm not going to conform, it just points out your strength and points out their weakness. That's what they're angry about. Because they look like weak little children hiding behind their mask. Let's go back to the phones here. Bruce in Texas. Oh, take it back. I'm skipping somebody. Sherry in Arkansas first.
Hi.
Sherry, are you there? Hello, Sherry.
I want to go back to the GMOs. Why are we accepting of anything genetically modified and not think that there's not going to be a domino effect?
I agree with you. You know, I see on my packaging, it says non-GMO. First, they were pushing GMO, first on the farmers and the seeds and everything. And then they were saying, well, no food, GMO foods, because we don't know what's going to happen. Again, something that has not been tested and trialed out there for a while. So we don't know what happens when you eat GMO foods. We don't know on the cellular level of digestion what's going to happen. What's it going to do to your body? We don't know. So again,
correct.
If you take
and let
that,
me ask
that theory,
you this.
You take
Let
that
me ask
theory
you
with
this
the food.
And everybody else.
Right.
What makes them exempt from it? How are they not going to be troubled by it? I don't understand their thinking in that regard. If they're unleashing this on the earth, how are they not going to be?
Unless, the one that I can come up with is if they have the antidote. You see what I'm saying, Sherry? If they have the antidote, they can infect everybody and never come out. They'll never be infected because they have the antidote. They know what to take or what they've already taken it, so it won't affect them at all if they have the antidote.
Right, but I'm just saying that that's where Americans should come together. People of this world should come together and say, no, this is not acceptable. We should not mess with the food chain. And it's just like you said, you want to get rid of mosquitoes, bring in more dragonflies.
Right.
God made a food chain. And the only thing I fear that I can't see is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And to answer that man's question, the caller before, that's the only thing I fear that I can't see. Not no COVID virus, but the GMO, that's a different matter.
It is. It's
because we're consuming it.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? Who's to say, like I said, what, two Sundays ago, what do we know to be true? I'm reading a packaging. It says it's GMO-free, but how do I know that to be true? There's so much lying going on and labeling. I mean, they're putting mercury in vials.
Who do you
vaccines.
Trust anymore?
I know.
I don't
exactly
even
what,
know
my,
who
my
to
point.
Trust.
So they put mercury in the vaccines as an adjuvant, but they don't call it mercury anymore. We'll simply call it thimerosal or something else.
Thimerosal,
it's the same
yeah.
thing. So it's the wording. They're lying
yes,
all the time.
They're changing the language.
Exactly.
And they've called it for years. It's a difference in generations. The generations, you know, change the language so you don't understand each other. No, they're changing the definitions of words, and that is what is keeping generations from being able to have a conversation with each other. And that's the problem. The wisdom is not being handed down anymore. And now, with the COVID, they're killing off the wisdom.
Yeah, I agree. Well, they're using fear.
I don't mean to sound so angry, but it just is beyond me why not everybody doesn't see this.
I don't know either. That was one of the frustrations I had, Sherry. In that, I finally came to the resolution. My resolution was, I can't save them all. I can plant seeds, but if you don't take it and you refuse, put your head in the sand, and you want to continue watching the mainstream media and listening to two guys that claim to be experts with little tiny heads, Gates and Fauci, and those are the two guys you're going with, and you don't look outside the box to say, is there anybody opposing this? Is there anything I should be concerned about? No, it's all safe. It's all been secure. It's all good. Even though we ramped it out in 9 months, warp speed, it's safe. Go ahead and take it. You know, I'm sorry, but this is serious stuff. And there is a little bit of responsibility on the consumer. If you're going to think about taking something like this, and you shouldn't, but if you did, you certainly should do the homework and research to look outside the box and say, is there any problems out there at all? Is there anything? First of all, do I really need it? What is my survivability rate if I were to get this? And then when you find out it's 99.8%, then you're going to say, I don't really need it because I am not going to die from this. Then you understand the difference in the terminology from vaccine to shot. Vaccine meaning preventive, shot meaning decreasing the symptoms of the disease. We can't change the rules. Either it's a vaccine or it's a shot, but I'm not taking any shots. And if I were to take a vaccine, it would be a preventive vaccine, and that's it.
Well, people need to look out for their own self because nobody cares about your body more than you do. And
yeah, I agree.
I'm just saying that they need to take the responsibility for their own self and quit trusting others that care nothing about you.
Agreed. Sherry, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Back to the phones here. Bruce in Texas.
Cool. Hey, Steve?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir. I've had pen and paper here. I want to know if you can, I think you've given it to me once before. Can you give me your email address?
Yes. It's off the beaten path, steve@gmail.com.
Off the beaten path, and what was the last part of it?
Steve, my name. Off the beaten path,
steve@gmail.com.
Name of the show,
my name at gmail.
Okay,
I'm going to send you something. Are you familiar with the way they make an ingredient for the vaccinations that involves harvesting horseshoe crabs in?
Yeah, I heard something about that and the bleeding issues with clots. And yeah, I heard something about that.
Go ahead and
send me what you got. Send me what you got. I'll look at it.
Sure will. And, you know, that caller is talking about chemtrails. That's really sad, you know, that there are people now alive that don't know what it's like to see real clouds. You know, just like,
well, you know, it's
right
funny.
Now,
it's funny that you mentioned that is because my own mother didn't know the difference between a contrail, condensation trail, and a chemtrail, and I explained it to her, and now she said, well, we had a lot of chemtrails laying, you know, over the night. You wake up and the same trail is there. She understands the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail. My mother's in her 80s, But all this time before that, she had no idea of why clouds would be sticking around all night and there in the early morning. So she understands the difference, but these kids nowadays, they probably don't have a clue looking up in the sky and saying, geez, that cloud is still there and it's in a trail. Interesting.
Yeah. And, I remember as a boy growing up in springtime in Texas, you'd have insects around lights, you'd have birds and everything. Now the insects are gone, and I'm on the Gulf Coast of Texas by the San Jacinto River. You know, it's really depressing. They're destroying our world. What's going on
down there
with the Roundup and what have you. But what I wanted to ask you this before you let me go.
Sure.
Do you have any idea what's going on with Farron Shoaf, because his archives are missing off the RBN website?
You know, that's happened to a couple of us. We'll have Sam take a look at it. I know Farron's going. Yeah, I know he's got some personal stuff going on, health stuff. I think one of his family members is somebody's health.
Right. There's rumors going around that he's been booted off the network.
There's no truth to that whatsoever. No, Farron is very much with us. Farron's a keeper. We're going to keep Farron. He's a good guy.
Okay. That's all I had, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Got it. Now Farron's with us. He's a good guy. He's a straight shooter. I like him. Going back to the phones here, Tom in Utah. Welcome back, Tom.
Sorry to come back, but I forgot to tell you that on Friday I was in a 2.5 or 2.25 conference with some friends of India. And curiously, they're being fed the same kind of nonsense we're being fed. They're told that in America, the hospitals are choking up with victims of COVID, another wave, and that, you know, there's body bags in the streets, you know, kind of an exaggeration. And I said, well, how are things there in India? They said, not too much of anything.
Right.
The hospitals are not filling up. There's not bodies laying around everywhere. No. And I said, so what do you think's going on? Well, it's the fear porn again.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know what? We caught it here. I remember they were talking about having portable refrigerator trucks outside the hospital. Hilarious. No, it didn't happen. And there's no bodies being burned in the streets of India either. Again, you're right, fear porn, because, like I said, seeing is believing. If we had as many
people... being told we need to get you vaccinated because that strain from America is going to hit you.
Yeah, that's probably where they're going with it. Hey, Tom, I got another one in the line here I need to catch up on. Appreciate your call. Go back to Brian in Texas. You're on the show.
Hey, Steve, good afternoon or good evening. I just wanted to thank you for the great program you provide for us. But a word of encouragement for everybody out there. There was a guest that John Stattmiller had on his show a number of years ago. He has just recently passed away, but Mr. Fenner Goldsboro was the gentleman who was on had the website superscam.com. He showed you how what a scam the income tax was. And I took his advice, got his book, and about 10 years ago now, and have not filed a tax return in 10 years. The IRS totally leaves me alone. I have no problems whatsoever.
Who was the host you're talking about? Who was the host on the network?
He was with Mr. Goldsboro was with John Stattmiller show one evening. This was like 4 or 5 years ago, probably.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if John knows he's passed, but he passed back in December. But he's a wonderful Christian man.
No, I didn't know that. I told John. Appreciate that.
All right. So that's good work.
Appreciate that heads up. Anything else, Brian? Anything else?
No, sir. Thanks, Steve.
Okay. Thank you. Conversation a couple of days ago. Now, this one might blow you away a little bit here. I lost some friends over a number of things, COVID, and one of them I lost a friend over, which was an ex co-host of mine back in California, as he was thinking that Donald Trump's coming back. He kept saying, you know, he was repeating the whole dialogue from QAnon. You know, grab your popcorn, the show's about to begin. It's funny how these little sayings were continued on. Everybody sent me stuff from Q and said, you know, the show's about to begin. They just simply carry the narrative of what they've been told to say. And, of course, nothing ever happened. Q was probably another great big psychological operation. Didn't happen. But there's word now that the Make America Again rallies and marches will start again. And I think I saw one just the other day. Wife pointed out, what's that on the side of the road? People carrying Trump signs and then your Second Amendment rights, this and that. And I said, well, I'm cool with the Second Amendment, you know, protecting our Constitution. But then I hear that he's laying low. He's being kind of silent, not saying a whole lot, not doing a whole lot. And of course, the media just can't stand that. They have nothing to talk about. They can't criticize their leader. And they want to. They're biting. They're chomping at the bit to go after Biden, but they can't. They cannot do this. They're the ones who were part of the fraud of getting him in, so they can't now turn on this guy. So and they can't find anything on Donald Trump yet. You know, nothing else we can really go on. But they'll try to hash something up or dig back in his past to find something else. But the point is, John and I were talking about it the other day. John Stabmiller and I were talking that. With the state audits going on right now on the election fraud, and they will come up with what we already know what happened. There was considerable. Now, if you want to use this word systemic, here's the time to use the word systemic. There was systemic voter fraud, election fraud. No doubt about it. No doubt about it in my mind that a guy who cannot draw a crowd to a venue would win the presidency of the United States. Impossible. Can't find people to come to your rallies. You don't win elections, okay? A guy who fills stadiums, has support, wins elections. We know this thing was stolen. So now we get back to the state audits on the election fraud, voter fraud. And so they come up with the evidence to say, yes, there was systemic fraud in this state. So it has to go to the court system. Will it get its way, make its way up to the Supreme Court? Well, again, then you have the Supreme Court justices. Will they follow the rule of law, or will they turn their back again to say, nope, not going to do anything about it? Because if they actually truly look at the fraud, then they must act to fix what was wrong. Which means Donald Trump would be given back the presidency. I can't see them doing that. I think they will turn their back. I don't know how you force the Supreme Court to follow the rule of law and the Constitution. It is their duty to look at the evidence of fraud, election fraud, and voter fraud. It is their duty to uphold the Constitution. But for some reason, we can't find these justices to actually do or follow their oath of what they said they would do in the office of the Supreme Court. I don't know. Maybe I'll be offering James Kelso an apology. But wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be special? All right, it completes our show tonight. Thanks for your participation. Health, happiness, and safe travels. I'll be back on again tomorrow night with Mr. John Stabmiller. We will talk again. Good night. It's not too fancy, but it's fine and pretty clean. It ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.